I think you're really going to enjoy the group you're about to hear. Laurie Cunningham at Youth Chamber Connections has done just something amazing, youthchamberconnection.org, bringing together students who might not ordinarily play together in quartets. And this group, actually, they're all from the same school, but I think they are the only quartet that has been put together from Youth Chamber Connection that are all from the same school. It just happened to work out this way. Their orchestra teacher is Ms. Cooper, who was named PA Teacher of the Year in 2015. Irene Cheng, a violinist with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, is coaching the group. This group, during the recent symphony strike, worked with many coaches, including Jeremy Black, Jennifer Orchard, and Carissa Zadinsky. And it shows, as when you'll hear them, you'll realize how they've had good mentoring and just great talent themselves. So let's go crazy for the Motto Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
simply terrific. You should see everybody quietly clapping here. There you have the Motto Quartet, and there's a picture of them up at SLB Radio's Facebook page if you'd like to take a look at them. And you can also see three moms that are here taking photos of them. And I asked them if I could put their picture up because it was a nice photo to include. And I'd also like to encourage you, if you would like to pass along any comments to the kids that are playing, you can text us at 412-200-5975 if you're a relative listening from afar or close by on the radio or online. We'll pass those along, or you certainly can pass along comments regardless. 412-200-5975, and I'll share those after the next movement. Let's meet the students. They all happen to be from Fox Chapel Area High School, which is a little unusual for Youth Chamber Connection quartets. Typically, we have students from different schools, but this is, I believe, the only to date that have all been from the same school. We have three sophomores and one senior in the group. And let's meet everybody. I'll start with you, if you could introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Gio Moon. I'm 15 and I play the cello.
It's nice to meet you. No, you're not going to get away that easy. he was starting to pass the mic on. How long have you played?
I have played since seventh grade. There's 7 years old.
Yeah. And what attracted you to the cello? Was it immediate, or how did this happen?
Well, I always loved the cello sound, and I thought it sounded really nice. So that's when I started playing the cello.
And was it hard to learn?
At first, it was a little bit hard, but then as you keep playing, it's more fun and it's more enjoyable.
What else do you like to do?
I also like to run, yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and thank you for being with us. And now you can pass along the microphone. And I know why you wanted to do that so early, because this is the senior old guy of the group, the ancient man. And I'll let you introduce yourself and we'll chat a little bit.
All right, I'm Francesco. I play the viola, and I'm a senior. I'm about to go to college, so I'm very excited.
And do you know where you'll be going?
Probably Pittsburgh.
Pitt?
Yeah, Pitt University. Yeah.
What do you want to study?
I'm undecided now, but I'm more towards the computer science or engineering, like math majors.
Well, terrific. Now, we were talking off air because I asked if motto had meaning, and motto is Italian for crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Motto is crazy in Italian.
And how did that come to apply to this group?
Our teacher, our high school teacher, Mary Cooper, as you mentioned her, she, while we were rehearsing and putting together our quartet 2 years ago, she told us to be more crazy. So while we play, so we decided to make an Italian name for the quartet, and we decided Matto, so we can be more crazy.
That's great. Yeah. How long have you lived? Did you spend some time living in Italy?
Yeah, I moved here only 3 years ago, my freshman year in high school.
And what was that transition like?
It was tough.
I bet.
It was very tough, but, you know, we're through. I'm excited to be here.
Was your English pretty good?
No.
Okay,
no.
So
had yeah, to... it helped with the English and everything, yeah.
How did you figure that out?
I studied English in Italy, and being here at school, talking and listening to English every day, it's really like the best way to learn it. So,
I can imagine. There must be things you miss in Italy. Does anything especially come to mind?
Yeah, all my friends, all my relatives, and definitely like the town, you know. And but you know, our grandparents are visiting us right now, so I'm excited for them to be here. And it reminds me a lot of Italy when they're here.
Oh, that's great.
Good food.
What town do you live in?
Mantova. It's in the north of Italy near Milan.
And do you want to pass along a greeting to your grandparents, maybe in Italian, since they're listening?
Yes. Ciao nonna, ciao Roberto, ciao mamma, e tutti I parenti d'Italia. So I basically said hello to my grandparents and my relatives in Italy and my mom right here.
How nice. Well, I hope you do have relatives in Italy listening now, too. It's still early in the afternoon. And you've played viola how long?
I started with violin, actually, and then I switched to viola. Around 5 years or 4 years, I can't really remember when I switched to viola. So.
And do you have any other passions?
Yeah, I play guitar, actually. We have a little band with me and my brother and some friends. And also I swim. And yeah.
Well, terrific. We should have your band come down too. Seriously, we'd love to
do
that.
I would love to do that too.
Now we'll meet the two violinists. And the first is Zia. Hello. I'll let you introduce yourself completely.
I'm Zia. I play the violin and I'm a sophomore.
And how long have you played?
I've been playing violin since third grade.
And was it, well, why did you choose it? Did you?
I started playing piano first, actually, whenever I was six. And then I wanted to be like a part of the school orchestra. So I started learning violin. And then ever since, I've just kept liking it more and more.
That's terrific. And do you have other interests?
I like to run. And then I'm also on a robotics team.
Excellent. What was your last robotics project?
Well, our team actually competes in a system called FRC, it stands for First Robotics Competition.
Sure.
We last competed at St. Louis in April.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what that challenge was. I should.
It was called First Stronghold.
And what did you have to do?
So you had to build a robot to cross certain defenses and be able to shoot boulders into like a low goal and a high goal and like scale a tower.
I remember that. And this is neat. It's an open-ended problem that teams from all over the country will work to solve. Well, it's nice to meet you, and we'll meet our other violinist. And then I'll let you introduce yourself first.
I'm Chloe, and I play the violin. I'm a sophomore, and I'm 16. Years old.
And when did you start playing?
I started playing when I was five, so 11 years ago. And my friend actually started playing the violin before me. And one day I was over at her house and she like took out her violin and started playing. And then like that night I went home and I was like, I want to start playing the violin. So we found a teacher and here I am today.
Does your friend still play?
I don't think so, actually. But actually, her teacher originally was Miss Cooper, who's our high school orchestra director. And I didn't even know that at the time, but it's kind of funny.
That is something. What else do you like to do?
I play volleyball for the school and on a club team. And I like to play other instruments, like I sort of play the viola and the guitar and piano, ukulele, you know. I like music a lot.
Oh, that's great. You guys are all really well-rounded, and it's good to have you here. Can you tell me the piece? We're actually in the midst of two movements. I'll let you mention what you're playing.
So this is Beethoven's String Quartet number 1, and we just played the first movement. And then after this, we're going to play the second movement.
And thank you for being here. And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it. We are going to have a violinist who is from Pittsburgh Philharmonic, the Young Artist Concerto competition winner, William Wang, is going to be with us from North Allegheny Intermediate High School in about 10 or 15 minutes. It's a little unusual. We have two classical music features on Youth Express today back to back, but sometimes it's discussions, sometimes it's jazz or bluegrass or folk or songwriting or hip hop. Today it happens to be two classical groups. Please consider sending a text to us and we'll pass it along to the performers, 412-200-5975. Once again, here they are, the Motto Quartet. The Motto Quartet.